Welcome to Live Your Full Life Now podcast. So we are going to continue our teaching on the subject of manage your time in order to manage your life. And I think this is a subject that we have to periodically revisit because we kind of tend to learn about it. And then like anything else, if we don't keep focusing on it, we keep kind of just, it goes in the background and we forget about it. And, actually the Bible says keep wisdom where you can see it all the time. So this is some kind of wisdom that we have to seek as far as managing our time and be aware of it, really, how we're managing it. So as you remember, during our first teaching, we talked about how valuable our time is and that once it's spent, it's spent. We can't get it back, and how important it is for us to manage it, because when we manage our time, we literally are managing our life, especially our future, right? And how important it is, according to the Word of God, that we become, that we are used really by Him for His purpose, but to be productive and fruitful, that He has given us all gifts and talents, and He has awesome plans for all of us to do good works, and He knows what's best for us, but we have to realize that we've also been given a free will and choice now to cooperate with God and whether those plans will come to pass or not. And so that was our first teaching. In the second teaching, we pretty much touched on the time stealers. What are the things that can steal our time without us even being aware of it? And a lot of it had to do with our attitude. Like, we could be compulsive and kind of do things without really planning, or we could be spending our time kind of just living in the past, or nagging or complaining or focusing on our past failures and mistakes, and kind of being stuck there, or we could be spending our time being offended and angry at people and then talk about it and vent over and over and waste time that way. Or another, I think, big thing is social media, that especially with the younger generation, they're really caught up in this world of social media where they become addicted to likes, comments, and, getting pretty much their affirmation from their peers. And so these definitely can be time stealers. So if we're aware of it, then we'll be more careful as to not being caught up in it. So what I want to talk to you guys today is about how can we kind of be aware of how we're spending our time and setting goals, right? But before I do that, I want to read you guys a scripture, and that's Luke 14:28. It says, suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Won't you first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it? And this is the NIV version. So in other words, if you set goals, you have to know what would it take to make those goals come to pass. And they have to be realistic goals, right? You can't just say, I want to do this, I want to do that, and I'm going to do it. Well, let's count the cost. Let's see if you have what it takes to do it. Let's see if it's doable, right? And another thing is, sometimes we just make plans because we think we know what's best for us, and this is what I'm going to do. This is where I'm going to live. This is how am I going to, build my life. Let's see what the Bible has to say about that. James 4:13-17 says, now listen, you who say today or tomorrow, we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business, and make money. Why? You do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You're a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. As it is, you boast in your arrogant schemes. All such boasting is evil. If anyone then knows the good they ought to do and doesn't do it, it is sin for them. So in other words, it's saying, you might like have great plans and decide I'm going to do this, but we always have to surrender our decisions to the Lord and say, Lord, what do you think? I want to do this. Proverbs 3:5-6, I also want to share that with you guys. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. In other words, let's say I want to decide to move, right? From this city, from this state to another state. Don't just make a decision and uproot your whole family and move. Go before the Lord and say, Lord, we think this is the right decision for us because if we move, this is what's going to happen and whatever. What do you think?
is this the right decision or not? If it is not, please change our heart, remove that desire, close doors, give us red flags. But if it is, then bless it. Then help us just see the green light and give us favor and we surrender it to you. Trust me, when you do that, some doors, if it's wrong, they will close or that desire will go away because now you're getting God involved. You might say, well, he's already involved. Well, God is a gentleman. He's waiting for you to get him involved, to ask him. That's what prayer is, right? When we pray, we're getting God involved. We're saying, I can't do this on life on my own. I need help and I need you to guide me. What else I want to read for you guys? James 1, 22 through 24. Well, that one has more to do with honoring the word of God. It says, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. In other words, you know, if you want to live the life that God has planned for us, it just doesn't automatically come to pass. Honestly, we have to get God involved. Second, we have to know his word because it's a roadmap for the life, for a good life that will bring us blessings and for the good plans that God has for us. And that's not to say you're not going to have trials. That's not to say, oh, you're going to have this wonderful, blessed, peachy life. Nothing ever is going to go wrong. No, actually, God allows trials. Some might even say God takes us into trials because that's what shapes our character. That's what brings us closer to God. And that's what humbles us and makes us realize we need God in our lives. We need God on our side and we need his wisdom. We need his help. Just remember that verse that we have to know the word of God. We have to be intentional about learning it. And then we have to make a decision whether we want to, if you want to be blessed and if you want to have God's help in our lives, we have to do what he says, right? So, but you're not going to know what it says if you never read it or you never hear it. So that has to be an intentional part on our own part. So I want to end this teaching by giving you guys a homework, and that is let's start keeping track of what you do every day. I think that's a better place to start because it's going to make us realistic of how much time do we have anyway, you know? Like if you're a mother of young children, you can't say, okay, my goal is to, you know, go to the gym 2 hours a day and work out and, you know, okay, well, is that realistic? Because your kids need you more and maybe you have 20 minutes a day to put your kids in a stroller and walk up a hill, you know? So realistically, let's see how much time you have. So what we're going to do is, you know, keep an audit of your time from the moment you wake up, maybe every 2 to 4 hours, you decide for yourself, write down what you did in the last 4 hours. Just write it down. Don't be judging yourself. Don't be, you know, this is not for self-condemnation to make you feel bad or guilty. We're just going to become aware of where our time is going. Okay, so let's start with that. And then we're also going to start in the next teaching, writing down our goals for different areas of our lives, where we are and where we like to go. And we'll explore the areas. And again, I think we'll be more realistic by next time because we have an audit of how much actually free time we have or what are the things that are stealing our time or how we can be proactive toward that and kind of prevent them even from happening. So just keep that in mind. So your homework for next time is just keep a log every 2 to 4 hours. Write down how you spend the last 4 hours and do that until the next teaching. And hopefully, if you can keep it longer, do it maybe for a week. It'll be more realistic. And then we'll go over it and see how we can start setting goals from based on the resources that we have. So until the next teaching, God be with you and God bless you.